The Prime Minister tonight has announced a new agenda on reconciliation. John Howard says that if re-elected, the Coalition will hold a referendum to recognise Indigenous Australians in the preamble of the Constitution. For more on the Prime Minister's speech, I'm joined from Canberra by Gillian Bradford. Gillian, just what is he outlining here?
Mark, I think you could safely say this is very bold and unexpected from the Prime Minister, of course. We seem to have been in a holding pattern all week, everybody just expecting an election to be the thing that was going to break this cycle. Reconciliation is not a topic you could say anybody expected the Prime Minister to be making a statement on, and tonight at the Sydney Institute, he has gone into very great detail about something he expects to be doing if the Coalition is re-elected. And this is what the Prime Minister had to say a short time ago.
I sense that the Australian people want to move, and they want to move towards a new settlement of this issue. And I share that desire, which is why I'm here tonight. I announce that if I'm re-elected, I will put to the Australian people within 18 months a referendum to formally recognise Indigenous Australians in our Constitution, their history as the first inhabitants of our country, their unique heritage of language and culture, and their special, though not separate, place within a reconciled, indivisible nation. My goal is to see a new statement of reconciliation incorporated into the preamble of the Australian Constitution. If elected, I would commit immediately to working in consultation with Indigenous leaders and others on this task.
The Prime Minister speaking just a very short while ago in Sydney. Gillian Bradford, as we know, the Aboriginal people were under state law from 1901 till the referendum of 1967, and that referendum brought them into the federal constitution, the Constitution of Australia. So what we're talking about here is not anything substantive, it is about the preamble and therefore about gesture, symbol essentially.
It is. It's a statement of intention about the Prime Minister's, what he's admitting to is a new view of reconciliation. He is admitting during this speech that his past approach, where he thought he could just adopt practical reconciliation without adopting any form of apology to Indigenous Australians, was not the right way forward. There is a mea culpa right through this speech, in fact, and as you say, it is something of symbol. It is something that the Prime Minister might criticise in others as a vision, and it is not, in fact, a great variation on anything we've heard. It will be interesting to see how it is received by Indigenous Australians. And again, this is the Prime Minister, what he again had to say a little earlier, his mea culpa.
I acknowledge that my own journey in arriving at this point has not been without sidetracks and dry gullies. There have been low points when dialogue between me as Prime Minister and many Indigenous leaders dwindled almost to the point of non-existence. I fully accept my share of the blame for that.
The Prime Minister in an unusually self-reflective, self-questioning mood, I think, Gillian Bradford.
Yes, he says he's the first to admit that this area of reconciliation is one he has struggled with during the entire time he's been Prime Minister. His instinct has been to try to improve the conditions for Indigenous people. He's never felt comfortable with old-fashioned ways of doing things, but he honestly believed that he was, through his time, pushing what was the best thing for Indigenous Australians.
And he's always been accused of being stuck in the 50s when it comes to Aboriginal politics. He really takes that on quite directly, doesn't he?
He does, but he also says here that some will no doubt want to portray his remarks tonight as some form of Damascus Road conversion, but he says in reality they are little more than an affirmation of well-worn liberal conservative ideas, and he says their roots lie in a Burkean respect for custom, cultural tradition and the hidden chains of obligation that binds a community together.
Burke, Disraeli and Michael Oakeshott, a series of conservative politicians and philosophers which will send journalists scurrying for the philosophy books, no doubt.
Indeed, me among them. And what this will do also for journalists is, as I said before, break everybody out of the cycle of sitting and waiting for an election to call. This is not something anybody expected. I can't emphasise that strongly enough. There was speculation earlier in the day that, in fact, the Prime Minister might be calling the election tonight. But he has set the agenda here. He is trying to prove that he does have ideas for the future, that he can fight Kevin Rudd on an agenda for the future, and probably hit him where he least expected.
Interesting to see what the opposition leader has to say in response this time. Gillian Bradford, thank you very much. Around Australia, this is PM.